Y'all, what up, what up, what up? It's your man, D-Real, the Black Panthers, talking the Urban Jungle, and Vibranium Adidas, bringing you yet another edition of B-Real with D-Real. Today is August 30th, 2018. I will share a piece of useless trivia before I get off into what I got to get off into, because I have a lot of useless trivia. Today is, like I said, August 30th. Mary Shelley had a birthday today, or would have had a birthday if she was still alive. For those of you who do not know who Mary Shelley is, probably know her famous literary work, the book. She wrote that story on a bet with Lord Byron. And one other individual, I can't remember his name, they were actually at a castle in Germany called Frankenstein Castle. She was 19, 20 years old at the time. So, you know, interesting to know that 20-somethings are still into controversial behavior. Anyway, Frankenstein, famous literary work, been made into millions and millions of movies, and a lot of people don't even know the woman that came up with the concept. Mary Shelley is being the first literary science fiction novel. There, take that in you and put it in your pipe and do whatever you do with it. This has been your useless trivia moment with D-Real, and on to the foray. I am going to dive into a recurring, repetitive, repulsive subject. I have done at least three shows about mentally disturbed individuals, and I question whether or not this truly disturbed, but we'll never know because, like they all do, or most of them, they take their own lives. We, hooray. 646-668-2268 is the number. Just going to run down a little brief history for you, give you the who, what, when, where, and possibly why. Who is 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore, Maryland. He happened to be in Jacksonville, Florida, at a video game tournament of all places, a Madden video game tournament. And let's just call it what it is. There was money on the line. Flood got his ass whooped at Madden, couldn't take it, and decided to go back, shoot two of his fellow gamers, and injure like another nine before killing himself. What's unique about this story? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Nothing. It has happened a good 4, 5, 6, 7 times in the past year. My man is going or went through some stuff, was going through some stuff, went through his parents' ugly divorce in 2005. My man also had issues with struggling to get through classes in college and ended up not going back to college because the classes were too hard. Let's just call it what it is. And he said, oh, boy, looky here, play Madden and make money. I don't need to go to school. I can play video games. Sure you can, until you get your ass whooped, and then you decide you want to come back with a handgun. Let me bear in mind, too, Mr. Katz legally obtained this gun, okay? He actually went through legal channels, okay? And it speaks volumes about the fact that he was able to come into Florida, the world-famous Stand Your Ground state, with a handgun. I mean, I could just see TSA right now. What you doing with this gun? Where you finna go? To a video game tournament. Makes sense to me. Carry on. Now, why? Why? The quick answer is, A, he was upset because he lost. There was money on the line. He got to go back and wait, I don't know how long, another year to the next tournament. I don't know how video game tournaments work exactly. I would love to get in a video game tournament. $5,000 on the line? Oh, let me play a game I'm good at. I'm smashing heads to the white meat. But anyway, we go to that same excuse. Mentally disturbed, okay? He had some issues. He was taking medication for a bipolar disorder. I wouldn't necessarily call that issues. I got relatives that take medication for bipolar disorder. I know people who take medication for way worse than a bipolar disorder, and they're not shooting people. And yes, they have access to guns, but they're not shooting people. Question. And this is a question that anybody can call in and answer if you want to. I'm imagining a lot of people will. 646-668-2268. Why? Why are the vast majority of shooters in situations like this Caucasian males in their 20s? There are some rare instances, but by and large, and we can go as far back as the 80s, and most of these shooters are 20-something-year-old Caucasian males. Caucasian white guys, what's going on with y'all? Did I just say Caucasian white guys? I apologize. Caucasian guys, between the ages of 20 and 30, what's up with y'all? What's going on? Why are y'all pumping lead in anything that moves? I mean, Facebook on a couple different pages, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, we can connect the behavior of a lot of these individuals with the way they were brought up. And I don't want to go in on millennials and say it's a millennial thing, because there have been people that are not necessarily millennials that have been in mass shootings, but mass shootings by and large in the United States of America are committed by Caucasian males between the ages of like 18 and 30. If you want to do the research, you can. I don't have to because I've done like 3 shows on this, and it's like every Dylan Roof. What was the other, the guy with the orange hair, Mr. Joker Man, I forget his name, but the one that shot up the theater in Colorado, same kind of issues, same kind of situations, same kind of circumstances. The only problem is, ain't nothing happening. Why, I guess the question number two that I should present is, what can we, as law-abiding citizens, in the United States of America, black and white, red and brown, yellow, purple, whatever else color there is, what can we do collectively to ameliorate, if not eliminate, this problem? It's not a growing problem. It is a mainstay. It is commonplace. It is getting to the point where we are, as Americans, are beginning to become desensitized to a group of people being shot and killed. Granted, we're already desensitized to death. Death doesn't faze us. I mean, we make movies like The Purge, all right? So subconsciously, we want to do that. I ain't going to say we, Caucasian males, want to do that. Do they? I don't want to brush with broad strokes here. I want to say something at the same time that makes sense, but I don't want to be all over the place because that's usually what ends up happening when we start talking about these kind of subjects. I want laser focus. A how and a why. Why did he do what he did? Did he do what he did because it's that millennial sense of entitlement? I have a right to win this. I mean, and we do live in an era where, and I was, you know, I had a little rant about it on my Facebook page, where we're giving out trophies, and let's just call it what it is. We're giving out trophies to fucking losers, okay? If your kid done been whooped at a sport, your kid at one time or another has been a loser. All our kids have been a loser. We don't hand out fourth, fifth, and sixth place trophies to help them understand that or embrace the fact that people lose sometimes. We need to just let them look at the mug who won the first place trophy, maybe the second place trophy, and say today, at least for today, he's better than me at basketball. He's better than me at bowling. He's better than me at video games. And let that go. That's what we need children, is that you, the world famous adage, you win some, you lose some. You don't go back and get a pistol and shoot the cat. Okay? I know that's a lot of times what we learn in a hip-hop culture. You know what I'm saying? If that fool disrespects you, smoke him. Okay, I get that. Disrespect. I'm not condoning it, but at the same time, I get disrespect. This is not an issue of disrespect. This is an issue of you lost a video game, and so you thought it'd be a grand idea to shoot people. Then he went random with it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't just shoot the two people that he was in the tournament with. He went in and, you know, just like, I'm going to roll through here and I'm going to just pop a cap and whoever I see. Where do we get the balls to say in our minds? Because, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it's premeditated. But at the same time, where do we get off? Where do we get off? Where do we get the beach ball size nuts to say, I don't win this tournament, somebody getting shot? Okay? You cannot say that and be in a state of mind where it's considered normal. Y'all feel me? When you say things like, if that mug don't do what I say, or if that mug don't do what I want him to do, I'm a shooty. To me, you a Sith Lord. Because you're dealing in absolutes, just like they say in the movie. You're dealing in absolutes, and life should not be absolute, at least when it comes to life and death. I mean, we're all going to die. But we should never put ourselves in a precarious position of being judge, jury, and executioner. This is not Death Wish. This is not John Wick. You do not decide who lives and dies. You do, but there's consequences. And that's why these weak, milquetoast, sissy-ass kids who got guns and shoot people and then turn around and kill themselves, to me, that speaks volumes. I already know where you coming from. You cannot deal with the consequences of life. You cannot deal with what comes your way. You're 24 years old and you still don't know how to lose with grace and dignity. That does not come from David Katz, ladies and gentlemen. That comes having as parents who, when they did divorce, were focused on them and not the well-being of their child back in 2005. And now here we are, fast forward to 2018, and he's smoking, folks, at video game tournaments. What's up with that? 646-668-2268. Okay? People say the solution is gun control. Okay? My man went through legal channels. And what I say to people is the same thing I say about gun control. Gun control is gun control, not gun elimination. It will probably reduce the situations where we have this kind of stuff going on. But I got news for y'all. As long as we got helicopter parents who tell their kids, oh, everything's going to be fine, baby, and it's all right to take sixth place, you're still a winner in my book. You're going to have bipolar-ass motherfuckers with pistols coming in wherever, popping caps at whoever. That's where the problem is, okay? These sissy kids don't know how to lose with grace. They don't know that the world does not revolve around them. Newsflash, kids. Shit ain't about y'all. It ain't 100% about you all day, every day. Your focus should not be me, 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 me. I know it's hard. I remember when I was 24. I remember it vividly. It was to a certain degree all about me, me, me. Because when you're that age, you're invincible. You don't think nothing can hurt you or harm you. Nobody can top you or stop you. Nobody can do anything to phase you when you're in your 20s. You are just bulletproof, indestructible, all-powerful, and everything else you could possibly think of when you're in your 20s, except I don't want to go into a bag on millennials thing, and so much as I would say bag on youth, and youth need to be raised better. From any generation. I mean, there's only so much we can do, but I know there was a time, you know, when people were looking at us crazy when we were in our 20s and saying, what's wrong with them? And what's going to come of the world when these people take over? Yeah, it's very disconcerting. It's a place for concern. It really is. But I think in the long run, trying to make our children better or the children that we have influence over, make that change. Make that difference. Be the change that you want to see. That's what Gandhi said, right? Become the change that you want to see. If we're telling our kids, because I know a lot of times, and it used to piss me off, my mother would always tell me, do as I say, not as I do. But let me tell you something. It took me a while to wrap my brain around that lesson because there are things young people should not have access to, should not be able to do, should not be able to say because you do not have the frame of mind, you are not at the level of responsibility yet to be able to handle that, okay? Your parents went through a divorce, David Katz, and it was ugly, and you had problems with it. Man, if you don't shut the fuck up with that shit, okay? I can't tell you how many people I know whose parents have been through divorces. I can literally not tell you how many kids I know or adults that have, their families went through divorces and they ain't shot nothing up, okay? Caller, you on the air with D-Real. What's up?
What's up, man? This your boy, A.D., Adrian.
A.D., what's up, man? What's happening? What's happening? What's good?
Oh, man. I just wanted to speak a little bit on what you was talking about and let you know that, first off, it's not we not deciding to do this. It's the demographic that you said earlier on, that's who's doing okay. It ain't no we, first off. You know what I'm saying? So,
true.
And then,
true.
I really been thinking about that, man, because, like, I mean, my first answer is, can we cuss on here? I mean, I don't have to curse, but I just, you know,
I'm R-rated, baby. Do it. I'm R-rated. Do
okay.
what you do.
Okay, so
you didn't
I've been having problems on trying to get in and everything. So, but
okay,
my first impression is, I mean, he's a bitch, just straight up. Like, and he did kill like the two previous winners. You know what I'm saying? So he had intent too, but he killed some other people that didn't have nothing to do with it. So I really don't. I mean, that's just bitch-like behavior in my book, but, I mean, then I start thinking, too, like, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but, like, maybe that's part of this whole Trump violence agenda thing. Like, I feel like he's been putting little hints out there to let them know, like, if they take me out of office, then start being violent. That's not, he's saying that they will be, but I feel like that's him telling them to. That's the codes or whatever. Maybe it's just part of them saying, you know, look at this. You can do this with impunity, you know, and they can't. They, you know, I don't know. I'm just, maybe it's deeper than him being a bitch. I don't know. That's kind of where my mind started going.
Well, as far as doing it with impunity, there are consequences, and I think that's why the mass majority of these people end up taking their lives. Because they don't want to deal with the consequences that they're going to have deal with, which is jail and somebody punking their ass in jail. So they like, nope, I'm not going to be anybody's bitch. Pow.
Well, see, more bitch-like behavior. See what I'm saying? So it's just par for the course because you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm saying. Like the real we don't get to make that decision. You don't get to take your own life. They're going to take it for you. That's the difference. That's when I say impunity, I mean you don't automatically get the death penalty. You get taken in without incident. You get McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever the fuck they gave the dude, you know, the last dude. That's what you know what I'm saying? That's when I say impunity, that's what I mean. It is consequences, but not the consequences that we get, which is death. We get the death penalty. You let me go in there and shoot up the fucking John Madden video game tournament and see what happened to me. You go in there and do it and see what happened to you. You're not going to jail.
We would both be carried out. Yes, that is a fact of life. But I guess my question and what I'm trying to get to the gist of, and I think I have, and I mean, you can agree or disagree, but do you think that behavior is connected directly to the way they are raised, the way they are indoctrinated into white privilege? And when it comes down to it, the bottom line is that shit's not really real. And their whole world becomes shit. And they're like, I can't cope with it. So I'm gonna just shoot motherfuckers because everything I was taught ain't coming to pass. I was told, you know, I'm supposed to have everything I want. I'm supposed to be able to do whatever I want to do, say whatever I want to say, whenever I want to do or say it. And then when the reality of that becomes, then your ass is, and they can't cope with it. So the solution is I'm gonna kill. He won't be better at Madden than me for very long. And to me, Adrian, that is something that comes directly from their parents, directly, because I can go into the grocery store, and if I was with my mother in the grocery store and my mother told me I couldn't have something, that was the end of the damn conversation. There wasn't no hitting a fit and falling on the floor and calling my mother a bitch or all of this kind of shit. And this kind of behavior, not only is it condoned, the shit is commonplace. I mean, it gets to the point where we're just like, we see that and we accept it. I'm like, no. When I see Caucasian people in the store, kids are wilding out and screaming, I stare at their ass like they got tails. And I'm waiting for them to say something to me so I can tell them, beat your kid's ass. At least smack him in the forehead or something. He's in the store fucking up the display and hollering and throwing shit, and all you're doing is going, calm down, Kyle. Calm down, Cody. Fuck that. Fuck Cody Carter. Okay. Yeah, he ain't going to die. And again, it's that dynamic that we're no longer condoning. We don't, I mean, well, it, where me and you from is commonplace, but
right.
by and large, folks are like, okay, there's a better way. We can handle this a better way. Okay, I get that. I've taken psychology courses, many of them. There is a better way, but there's also something called natural consequences. And what natural
right.
consequences are is you know what's going to happen, and you make a choice.
You still
and
choose
choice is
to
wrong
do that.
Choice,
yes.
Thank you. Choice. And
that's
everything
choice.
Is choice-driven in life. And if you do it, it don't mean you are not subject to the consequences, unless, of course, your parents got a whole lot of money and they're connected.
You
know
what you said.
So,
I don't agree. I don't disagree with anything you said. Actually, I think that's exactly the problem. Like you said, they've been raised and taught that, and then when they find the reality that somebody is better than them in Madden or whatever the case may be, then they have a meltdown. They can't. I mean. And then I don't know, man. You talk about upbringing too, and then we go through other things too that play into that, like the dozens or the Jonesing or you know whatever you want to call it. You know, we do that, and that we have thicker skin. You know, you get used to dealing with I don't know what to call not disappointment. I don't even know what the word is. You know, it's just we go through more stuff so we are better able to cope with it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm just really agreeing with what you said, actually.
We are conditioned to deal with adversity, period.
Right.
They are conditioned to have unrealistic expectations. And I think that more than anything else is what causes your Dylan Roots and your David Katz and all of these crazy bastards who go out here with guns and shoot shit up because there's an expectation. And that expectation isn't met, and they don't know how to say, oh, well, life goes on.
Right, I lost.
I'll get it next time.
Second. That's nothing wrong with second anyway. I mean, like, you can't, like – bro, Michael Jordan lost. I mean, or, you know, people want to say LeBron's the greatest now, whatever. He loses. I mean, clearly he loses, not to get on up on the tangent, but, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every
oh, yeah.
the greatest of any sport you can name has lost. Like, so.
Yeah.
I don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think
you know,
we. I guess
losing,
I get taught that, too, you know. A perfect example, man. When I played, I played baseball at 3-2, and I can't remember what. I think I was playing for Shelby's, and we lost to Blackman's Funeral Home. And I mean, we really got cheated by the refs. You hear that? They was just I don't know what it was. They was cheating us, and we was complaining about it. And my mom was like, "Okay, you know, you can't do nothing about them. You know, they're gonna do what they got to do. So, or what they're gonna do. So." What you have to do is just go out there and take the ref, the umpires, I should say, out the game, like just beat them so bad that they're cheating, that they can't take the game from you, which is actually what we did the next time. We ended up beating them like 12-1, but that's the kind of lessons that I was taught, you know, like basically get over it
right.
and whoop their ass the next time you play them and just eliminate whatever the umpires can do.
And
not
you know
go
what?
Kill everybody.
That type, right, that type
and, bro,
of thinking,
I mean, you know what I want to add to that before? I don't not to cut you off, but, bro, like
okay.
me, for example, I know I done been in way more shit than this dude, Ravens, whatever the hell his name. Like, I'm not
right.
going to shoot up the Madden tournament. You know what I'm saying? If I
right.
shoot you, it's going to be for something real, like you did something to my family or you mess with not even my money. I don't even care about that really that much unless it's just really going to stop me from living, you know. But I'm not doing that. And that's what really is crazy to me. Like, I know cats is way more gangster than me even, and they not doing that. Not about Madden. You know what I'm saying?
Right. 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 Absolutely. You know, I think you can trace that kind of behavior directly to the demise of corporal punishment. When you could no longer get your ass whooped in school, kids start acting a monkey. But Adrian, I got another caller on the line.
Right, right.
I could put you on hold, or you could bounce out or call back. What you want to do, bro?
It's cool, man. Shoot, if there's a bunch of people calling in, I bounce off. You know what I'm saying? If not, I hold on. I don't care. Shoot, I'm still listening on my phone too.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna put you on hold, man, and I'm gonna take this other caller.
Okay.
Hello?
Caller, you on air? What you want
to
say?
Hey, D-Real, hey. Adrian, hey, I hear him in the back. I hope he's listening in the background. I'm glad he's on hold because I'm going to say my piece and then I can go back on hold.
He's muted right now.
What's up? What's up, A-Dog? All right, so you guys talked about so much. I just wanted to jump in. The part you got on coping skills, and then I think it was Adrian who made some point about the dozens, even in the black community, you have to have a thick skin even to just joke around. You know, we don't play around.
Yes.
Ironically, I just posted something today about black families. You know, you get a hard time, you might get cursed out, then you get hugged and sent off to school with a lunch, you know. So that's how we love. It's tough. It's tough. And we're used to that. So people who are suddenly feeling like they're turning into the minority, they feel like something is being taken away from them, and then now they're the minority. And, you know, listen, well, we're still the minority, we being people of color, and I mean that super collectively, but we didn't take anything from – we were just victims. You know, we didn't take anything from anybody. We were just victims in the first damn place. Don't make me go back into history. I'll just, you know, assume everybody understands what I'm saying right there. And then when you even up the score, for you to go, oh, you even up the score. Come on. You're not a victim now. Like, oh, religious rights. You know, white Confederate rights. Right to, you know, not wait on people who we disagree with in our businesses. It's a false equivalency there. All right. And then the lack of coping skills. Yeah, that's right. You haven't had to cope. We've had to cope. We've had to swing in and out of different vernaculars, and we understand so much more overall. I hate the way this sounds, because if like any of my other white friends that know me come back and listen to your broadcast, Gifty, can't believe you said that. Listen, I'm sorry. We understand a lot more about the overall collective 9 times out of 10 than what the average majority, or let's just say white person, I mean that in just the simplest way, understands about the collective of people of color. And then among people of color, that's a bunch of little divisions within color. And then having in school, do you remember in middle school? Like, we go way back, me, you, and Adrian, we go way back to like 1981 or something, when
80,
you would get
be
paddled.
Exact.
1980, you're absolutely right, 79, 80. I think it was 79 even. I think it might have been 79, 80. When you got paddled, I remember standing in line. I was in second grade, and I remember if somebody did something wrong in class and the teacher couldn't figure out who it was, we all had to stand in line to get a swat with the ruler in our palm of our hand and go back to our seat. I remember that from first and second grade. And by the time middle school came along, paddling, it was usually a boy. The girls would just be going, ooh. So-and-so got getting paddled in the hallway, and you would hear the person getting paddled, and you had to pull your pants down and get paddled. And then they came around with the paddle that had holes in it. Don't tell me you don't remember the paddle that had holes in it so that the holes would kind of leave marks on your butt. That's the kind of fury and vengeance that came down on 12-year-olds back in our day. So, you know, telling us about coping, talking about people who are going to uprise. Oh, our racist president got impeached. We're going to – what's this mess about people are going to revolt? If Trump got impeached, we're going to revolt. Who's going to revolt?
I don't know, but I think a lot of it has to do with what we've been talking about on this particular topic, and I think it was Adrian who coined the phrase. He called it bitch-like
mm-hmm.
behavior. And I think
mm-hmm.
that a lot of that is rampant, and a lot of people in a lot of key positions are displaying bitch-like behavior, and it's that sort of a thing we see where what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander, because the gander's entitled, and so when things go wrong, as they always do, and these people have not been galvanized through adversity, through trials, when they finally face trials, they fold like a fucking lawn chair, and they don't know how to adequately cope with that kind of thing. And that's across the board, from president
to
pauper.
Their leader can't cope with the slightest bit of dissent. Like, the leader of, I'm going to say y'all's leader, because it's not my leader, can't, y'all's president can't cope. We're talking about coping skills. He did a dissent. He can't cope with anything other than what's in his alternative universe in his head. Somebody can say, well, hey, I'm on your side 500%, but here's the facts. Trying to advise you, I'm your attorney. He's not going to listen. I think something's wrong with him, but I won't go into that. I think something's wrong with him. I really do, and I think that a lot of people know that something's wrong with him. Omarosa tried to say, I'm no fan of hers, but she's trying to tell us he's crazy.
Swade, I got a question. What do you think is the solution to this scenario? And when I say scenario, I'm talking specifically about the scenario of Cajun men between the ages of 18 and 30 shooting the shit out of everything. What's going to change that dynamic? What's going to reduce
what
that dynamic?
What do you usually
what's
do?
Going to
okay,
eliminate?
Let's back it up. What do you usually do with childlike behavior? Let's just say we're saying it's like lack of coping skills. They have the coping, these men in this age bracket have the coping skills of a 4-year-old. Well, so what do you usually do with a 4-year-old? You let them cry it out, let them make a mess, clean it up, put him on probation. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you have to go way down to that level to handle it. And they have all this fear-mongering and mess that they talk, but no, I don't have, when's the last time you saw, I keep making this point, I'm sorry if I'm repeating it, but it bears repeating. When's the last time you saw black people coming out to a march and go, yeah, we hate white people? When's the last damn time you saw that shit? Okay? When's the last time you saw Latinos and like gay people coming out to say, oh, we're anti-straight. Like, nobody's coming out. The only people who are coming out with this hate against other people is the people you described, right? Trump talking about, oh, if the Democrats are going to be violent. Well, who would be violent? The Democrats would be happy. So what you're saying is your people should be violent. Like, he's trying to make it seem like there's going to be some uprising if he's impeached. What? I mean, like, that. What he's saying is he wants the people who don't want him to be impeached to uprise. But everybody else is going to be, you know, rejoicing in the street. So these dog whistles, it's ridiculous. But to answer your question back to that, how do you handle a 4-year-old who's acting up? So, I mean, we kind of have to just let him, all right, we get it. We have a shooting every 2 weeks, so if he gets impeached or if the Democrats snatch the House back in November, if y'all want to come out with tiki torches and kill 5, 10, 15, 20 people, okay, that. But America's going to move on. Like, it's not like people are ready to take up arms for this asshole. come on. The only people are already his nuts. So he's just trying to amp up a few lone wolves, as they call them, to cause
okay.
a little trouble.
Well,
but it ain't gonna change
that'll be corporal punishment for them. Sway, I want to swing back to Adrian. Do you want to hold or do you want to hang up?
Yeah, throw me on hold. I'll stay on hold.
Okie doke. All right. Adrian, can you hear me?
Yo, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
What's up, Kev?
You've been listening. You've been listening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been listening. Wow, I've been trying to remember all of the stuff she was saying because I wanted to respond to some of it. But first of all, I don't know. I really think that there are some fools out here that are ready to take up arms for him, first of all, on that part. But, and I think that's what he's really trying to say. Like, I think he's trying to convey that message, not that they're already ready, but I think he's letting them know, like, hey, if this happens, then do this. That's what I think is really going on. I think he's subtly trying to tell them he wants them to fucking raise up and go crazy. But again, like she did say too, America's going, when it's all said and done, when the dust settles, America's going to keep on going forward. I mean, it's just not going to stop because of a few assholes that love this asshole. But she said something very early about when she said about our culture and the thick skin and the different cultures within our community or our culture or whatever. And that just,
right.
That really, I mean, that's another thing. There's so many things that you can get out of this one topic, like that right there alone, the light skin, dark skin, you know. Like, I laugh at all the jokes because, I got thick skin. I don't care. Shit's funny to me. It's funny. Like, whatever. But,
right.
Like, that's crazy,
and that's
bro.
The thing.
Like, for us to separate ourselves like that because I understand how it started and where it started and all of that, but that is, like, the stupidest shit that I ever heard of in my life, though, when it comes down to it, even though the jokes be funny. You know what I'm saying?
It
really is, like,
okay.
just some dumb shit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and a lot
Which
of
is
the
off
stuff
topic,
that we
but...
deal with. Yeah, I mean, but a lot of the stuff we deal with on a daily basis is dumb, especially when it comes to this kind of thing. And I don't want to allude back to something that Sway had said. She was. I had asked her about, you know, what the solution would be, and she alluded to a 4-year-old.
Yes.
What would you do with a
yes.
4-year-old? And I thought it was funny that she mentioned a 4-year-old, and then we were already talking about 45, and some of the things he does and says, and like his little Twitter rants and
a petulant little 4-year-old.
and he is literally. I don't know. Are you familiar with Game of Thrones?
I'm not actually. I don't really.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
well,
like
actually,
to be your movies.
On Game of Thrones, there's a character on there named like King Joffrey, and the cat is like he's got to be. He looks like to look to be maybe like he couldn't be no older than 17. Put it like that. And his father died, and he became the king. And this cat was like a complete asshole. I mean, he's like shooting crossbows at women, you know, that's in his bedroom, and you know, he's having putting people to death and marrying mugs and treating them like shit and just all kind of stuff, man. Just an all around asshole with supreme power.
Okay.
Very reminiscent of another all around
right.
asshole with supreme mm-hmm. power. And, you know, it comes from them being raised in the opulent settings, having everything at their fingertips and expecting the world to be cool with that. It's like, okay, I don't agree with that shit you're saying. I don't agree with what you're doing. And when you disagree with them, it's like the basis of insult ever. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting in a room with some bougie people, something, and they didn't get it or they didn't identify with. Matter of fact, I had a post on my page. And all I did was posted a picture of Beyonce and Sarah Sanders and said they are the same age.
The same age.
How is that comparing their looks?
Well,
it's not.
I mean,
right?
Well, that, I think it is, honestly. But who cares? I mean,
well,
I don't even want to go down that road because
let me clear something up first.
Let me just clear this up.
Okay.
First of all, because
okay.
She did touch on this, too, and because I do have true white friend. Like I'm not. This ain't no cliche shit. Or that. Like I have real white friends that are real friends to me, and I don't want to make it seem like you know
that
I'm.
Absolutely.
That I'm just making a blanket statement and lumping them all together because that's not the case. But I'm sure, hopefully, you know, we all are intelligent enough to know that we're just talking about the ones that we're talking about and not them collectively. You know what I'm saying? That was one person thing
that
I want to clear up.
Yeah, I used
and
to
then,
say that on the show that when I say Caucasian, I'm referring to a particular demographic as it relates
right.
to whatever topic I'm talking about. All. Caucasian people.
My white friends understand that. I'm just worried about y'all white friends. You know what I'm saying? My white friends know me and they know, you know, who I am. So they would understand that. And then the other thing was
my white friends love me, Adrian.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
So and when I say bitch like behavior, you know, I'm not, you know, no disrespect to women and ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about bitches. You know what I'm saying? And if you're offended, then maybe you might be a bitch. That's just how I look at it. But so when I say bitch-like behavior, I'm just saying just like behavior unbecoming of a man to me. You know what I'm saying? Or just a person. I mean, it could be a woman is exhibiting bitch-like behavior too. You know what I'm saying? It's like so I just wanted to clear up them two things. But and the last thing, when you said how do you deal with a four-year-old child? And that's the thing. It depends on the situation, honestly. You know, if the four-year-old child might just be to the point where they need some physical discipline, like that paddle with the holes in it that she talked about. I think that was Mr. Hill that had that paddle back at Lincoln in junior.
Yes, sir.
Lincoln Junior,
yes, sir.
And,
I got it a couple times.
Yeah, I did too. Believe it or not, but. So, yeah, I mean, it just depends. And that's what he is, though. She's absolutely right. He's like a four-year-old child. I mean, his body language is just, I don't want to be here. He crosses and folds his arms. And, man, it's horrible. I can't believe, it's surreal, honestly, like that this dude is really the president of the United States, that he was able to, that is incredible. That's so deep. It's that many people out there that share his mindset. That's scary. So when he is calling people to arms, I mean, it could happen.
But we knew that. We knew that, right?
I didn't really know it was that many. I just really didn't. I mean, I know they was out there, and I thought that they was, you know, some of those old ideas from there, you know, was dying off. And
okay. Let me swing it in this direction to give you a idea of the scope. I know you're aware, but a few years back, I was watching an episode of 60 Minutes, and on this episode, they were talking to members of the Ku Klux Klan. And what a lot of people don't understand is they ain't just a bunch of rednecks sitting in the woods with shotguns and hoods. Waiting for some black people to happen along so they can lynch them or do anything like this. They made the point of explaining to folks they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're pharmacists, they're judges, they're politicians, they're people in positions of power, and it's a silent empire within an empire. And that's what we a lot of times because they want us to be complacent and get into and America is great, and blah, 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 and drink that Kool-Aid. Meanwhile, they can move amongst us and do what they need to do and orchestrate events and make stuff happen. And I know I sound hella conspiracy theory, but to me, it would be ignorant of me as a black man to not be aware that this is a real thing and to not make other black people aware of it. I'm not saying change your whole way of life, but at the same time, as you move knowingly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's that little jewel to, you know, kind of deposit. But at the same time, these people are human beings. Tell people all the time, they could be in the woods training. Guess what? It's folks in the woods training that don't look like them and that are
superior
to them athletic, who are superior to them in a lot of things. So if you want it,
well,
to
intellectually
come down
too,
to that,
intellectually too,
yes,
if you ask me.
Yes.
I mean,
for me personally, I'm not worried about anybody raising up and going to arms because the orange dictator told them to do so. I was in the military and I shoot straight as fuck, and that's all
I'm
gonna say about it. Okay. I don't want to scare nobody or make nobody nervous, but I'm just saying,
I'm pretty good.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really concerned, you know what I'm saying, about somebody running up and saying, make America great again. That'll be the last thing you say to me if you're doing anything aggressive. That's,
right,
you know,
I
think it was Bushwick Bill in a rap that said they're called bullets. They make them in every state to keep punk motherfuckers like you in place. That goes both ways, okay? You shooting at me, I'm shooting right back at you. So I think another solution be found, and we're diving into a rabbit hole that I don't want to necessarily go in, but it's just, you know, the basest instinct in me that is a man says, if another man says something to me about hurting me, I'm not the type of person who becomes scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to get dealt with.
I'm the type of person. We from Missouri. Motherfucker, show me what you going to do or what you about. Or, you know, and people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Just like the other day, two days ago, I was getting my car serviced, and it was a hose. And it was causing water to leak into the floor on the passenger side. These people decided they wanted to give me a runaround. 2-3 hours after sitting in their showroom, I started acting black. Lo and behold, I'm not necessarily going to say that's the solution. And whenever you ain't getting what you want, act black, because sometimes that can backfire and you have a bunch of white people with tasers and guns in your face telling you to calm down. Even though they wish you wouldn't calm down, but it was just, you know, that kind of a thing where, oh, things are happening now. You got a rental, you know, we're telling
you.
Right,
right. Wait a minute. You have a voice. Okay, wait a minute. Let's make some shit happen for this
guy. You know
what
I'm saying? And if I raise my voice up and put a little bass in it and you hear, you know, a couple of expletives, then you start moving. But it shouldn't have to come to that. You should treat me like that white person that you get everything done for quickly, and treat me like that. You won't have to see that individual. And that's all that is there ain't, we shouldn't make any more excuses for people who behave like we are less than human beings. I don't even do that anymore. I don't even get in arguments with people like that. Like the person I was arguing with on Facebook about Sarah Sanders and Beyonce, I just deleted. I deleted them. You know what I'm saying? Not because I'm scared of the conversation we're going to have, but because it's been, I don't know, it's people who come on your page and they violate more times than they should because they feel like they have a right to come on your page and just, you know, say some stuff. And I don't have a problem with you expressing your opinion, but when you tell me that I'm something that I'm not or I'm doing something that I'm not, and I've told you this, and you continue to harp on it, okay, to me, that's ignorant. You're not getting what I'm saying, so fuck you. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, they don't want to get
not
it.
Because
that's,
I'm,
what, that's what – they don't want to get what you're saying.
Not because I'm scared of the conversation, but because you're failing to grasp the conversation. So I'm not wasting my breath.
It's a waste of time,
anymore.
Right.
Every single time I say something controversial, you want to be point counterpoint. I ain't got time to talk to you about no bullshit like that. Take that shit somewhere else and let somebody else hear it who cares. That's how I feel about it. So that was my 2 cents. Hey, I'm gonna swing back to Sway, man.
All right.
And then probably we're probably gonna wrap after that. So Adrian, brother, it's always good talking to you. I appreciate hearing from my homeboys from the town, man. And, man, call in more often. Appreciate it.
I plan to.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to have something for you. Probably not next week because I'm going to be getting ready for a sketch comedy show. But the week after that, you know, just stay on it, and I will pop up in your radar sooner than you think.
Hey, well, you know what? I got an idea or two for you. One being maybe these chicks, man, because that just burned me up, man, to my soul, these chicks that was getting these little kids high, man. And, I smoke weed.
I
don't believe in that kind of fuck shit. So that might be a good one. I don't know, but that's, you know, I'll let you get back to Suede.
Oh,
and,
they already in custody.
I already know. They caught them quick. Internet is undefeated, man. It don't play.
Yeah.
You want me to hang out? You said we're going to wrap a little more, or you said we're going to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap because I'm gonna get on my little rant tip. I'm gonna let Sway holler one more time, and then by that time it'd be time to close. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, man. Go ahead and finish listening in, man, to the end of the show. But yeah, like I said, hey man, appreciate you calling in, man. Don't be bashful, and I know you ain't.
Right on. We gonna holler.
All right, bro. Peace out.
All right. All right, one look.
Wade, you still hanging?
Hello? Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, what's up, Serial?
Oh. Okay.
Oh my
just,
God.
Just
I love
I want
amazing.
I want to I know
That's
I know you've been sitting there boiling.
I, love that.
I know you
No,
I know
oh,
you're boiling
I
out.
To take some like mental side notes. I just took like 10 notes from your guys' like conversation, your segment just now. It was like
so much
good stuff.
Okay. Cool. Well,
I mean, I only have a minute or two, but so, all right. So just in order of the way you guys discussed them, you talked about people who were, D-Real, you made a comment about like KKK members and some of them are like doctors and lawyers and judges and all of that stuff. Right. And I get
mm-hmm.
that. And we know that there's like, some sort of silent secret society of people who are overtly against others, period, just by their affiliation with the KKK. But my biggest annoyance, we've all known that, and I think that's what you guys concluded when you said that. We've known that for a while. Oh, yeah, we know there's those people. We think there's overall racism in society in general. We know this is this. Some other people don't realize it, but we know that. We've always known that. But you guys concluded that, yeah, we know that, but that's why my biggest annoyance is with the aware supporters, like people who aren't racist. Like there are a lot of Trump supporters who aren't racist. Maybe they are, and we think they're not, but they just can't get off of straddling the fence. They have some other skin in the game. They have some other dog in this fight of this or that. Like, it's turned into a sporting event. You know, it's turned into, like, you know, Cincinnati versus, like, you know, the Warriors. Like, it's just turned into, like, a team sport. Instead of people thinking for themselves. So I'm a little more annoyed at perfectly rational, compassionate Republicans who keep standing up for him in mixed company. They might tell you secretly that they think he's lame, that they still, that there's that. The other thing I wanted to touch on was back to just the KKK and the little tiki torch people and the people who are going to revolt if Donald Trump gets impeached, the people who are going to revolt if, the Democrats swept the midterms in November and they get all upset. Who's going to revolt? I want to go back. Like, who is going to revolt? Like, we're just all going to revolt. I'm American. You're American. I do not plan on revolting in those situations. So, at the
Me
same
neither.
Time, the people who they think they want, they're like, we're, when we defend ourselves from racist comments, then we're race baiting. When you go blah blah blah, this person, then they, you're race baiting. They call, they accuse you of playing the race card, but I've come across people who are accusing me of race baiting. When I respond to racism, they call me a race baiter. No, you poked the bear, I responded, and now you're trying to play the race bait card when you brought race into it. Okay, maybe I'll just touch on that and leave that alone. Except I'll say, don't unleash the fury of the oppressed. Keep playing these long games. All right, you want a revolution? People of color have been cool. It's like we got immigrants marching, we got women marching. In general, nobody's burning tiki torches except certain motherfuckers, right? So don't poke the bear. You really want to poke the bear? You want to accuse other people of inciting race and race baiting and starting a race war, and you think you're ready for that because you're stockpiling guns and hiding behind the NRA? I'll let that hang in the wind. On Sarah and Beyonce, I wanted to touch on that real quick because I stayed out of that. I saw that dialogue on your page.
Okay.
And I didn't know this person was someone who usually, because here's the issue I've encountered. People who all of a sudden come in with some strong opinions, you're like, oh, wow, have we really been engaging that much? And, you certainly have some strong opinions today all of a sudden. And you're blowing my page up and posting on my page. But if I was on your page, if you said something that I didn't agree with, I wouldn't be blowing up the scene on your page. I would just go, oh, okay, and leave. But for you to be on my page, poking my friends and keeping the dialogue going and keeping back and forth, then you're kind of leaving yourself open to whatever might come because you're kind of not in your lane, and do you usually comment this much on my page? I'll let that hang.
And the person,
finally,
and they're never, never, ever
right?
in their lane.
Right? On anything?
Never. Mm-hmm. All on the median. All on the grade. Never in their lane.
And all of a
just
sudden, they're
whatever
all
comes.
It.
And it's always, always, I can backtrace and show you like 4 or 5 posts where, okay, If I say something and you post, okay, it shouldn't be no long ass rant that I got to put on my glasses to read. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
Shakespearean.
It's like that. You know, you made like paragraphs. So what I said hit you that much, but then the traffic in normal, non-inflammatory posts never seen.
Nothing.
Non-existent.
And today you
never
have a
seen.
Fucking soliloquy and shit. I know. So that's
but if
why
I yeah,
said,
yeah, if I say yeah,
there might
if
have
I
been
say
more
something.
To that vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like that what y'all saw was the last straw. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's what
not
I thought.
The first,
that's what I
that's
thought.
The
that's
first
what I
time.
Thought.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not the first time we've had those type of engagements. It's not the second time. It's not the third time. And this person has come and spoke to me on Messenger and was like, oh, I didn't mean to do this or that. Okay, fine. All right, cool.
Well,
I wandered
in and out of agreement every 5 words or so. I wanted to agree with most of what the person was saying. I got what the person was saying. I actually agree with Adrian what he said earlier. He was like, well, I kind of did see that look comparison. And honey, it is just not fair to compare Beyonce to Sarah Sanders. We're not even talking about look. That's like apples and, like, you know, monkey wrenches. Like, you're not even comparing the oranges or apples to apples to go.
Yeah.
Compare looks
and what I was.
So whatever. It
yeah,
was just
what
a joke.
I was comparing.
It was just a joke.
Yeah.
First of all, it was just a joke.
Right.
And
true.
Sometimes
true.
People take that as an opportunity to get something off their chest. So I allow that on my page. If this makes you feel like venting, go ahead. Just don't come at people. Don't be judgmental. Say your little piece about how this made you feel when you saw it. So I stayed out of it because I was like, well, okay, well, no, it's not fair to compare Beyonce to Sarah Sanders. Because Sarah Sanders looks like shit.
Yeah.
She looked like shit when she started, and she still looks even more like shit. That I don't know if you've noticed, and now that I say it, mark my fucking words, or call me back and I'll give you $100. Call me back. I promise you, I'll PayPal you. Every fucking picture she has on the same necklace. It's like this pearl necklace. Like, she's been in office for like almost 2 years. This exact same necklace. Every photo. So her stylist and her looks, her makeup, her facial expressions, it was just a joke. So that person could have stayed out of it. They could have made their own post on their page about it, comment, and not poked and kept dialogue going on your page, except they opened themselves up to whatever happened to them on your page. So that's all I'm going to say on that.
Finally,
I want to touch on Stand Your Ground, sweetie. Stand Your Ground, this Stand Your Ground shit. Because you talked about guns and the gamer dude going off and all of that.
Florida's Stand Your Ground.
Stand Your Ground. Okay. So everybody, if we all start standing our ground, we're just standing our ground. All right. When you don't agree with what somebody's saying, they don't agree with you. If you want to talk about it and get some understanding, communicate in a way like you're really trying to receive information to understand or try to change someone's mind. Good luck either way. But just poking and prodding and being inflammatory, it's just not helpful. We've had enough of that. That's so easy to do, too, right? So standing our ground, stand your fucking ground, brothers. Stand your fucking ground. If somebody gets you, just stand your ground. If brother starts shooting people in the face, you know what? He looked like he was going to shoot me because I had a bag of Skittles, so I shot him first. I'm standing my fucking ground. Just keep standing your ground. And it's not like any means necessary. Like Malcolm said, any means necessary. Nobody is going out doing anything racially against white people is my point. They have conspiracy theories, but seriously, it's not like they just don't have that. Meanwhile, we have plenty of evidence to the contrary.
Right.
So stand your ground. And if somebody looks at you funny, then just stand your ground. You know, go down there, be legal, be open carry. I want black people. I don't believe in guns, but people who do, I want black people who believe in guns to just go out and strap up. If that's what you're already into, I want to see more of it.
Sweet. I'll let you in on a little secret. Alaska, open carry state. So if I wanted to, I could take my pistol, put it on my belt, and go out of the house right now, Wyatt Earp style, and nobody
just walk around.
Could say anything. Yes, and nobody could say anything. I've actually walked into a coffee shop here and seen a guy with a 9 milli on his hip, and I'm like, whoa, you need a 9 milli to go get coffee? Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? And if he's coming out with that, and if he suddenly feels threatened, and then you're standing there, well, he was trying to stand his ground, but then when I was ready to stand my ground, I didn't have anything but a cup of coffee in my hand.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess standing one's ground takes an entirely different meaning, at least in my purview, when the person standing their ground is a person of color. And regardless of the fact of whether or not they were truly standing their ground or they were not, they can get ventilated.
The doubt always goes against or for.
And yes, and nothing, absolutely, rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. But, I mean, boom, there you go. He basically.
Well, stand your ground
in
your
Zimmerman.
Damn words then. All right, then at least stand your ground in your words. Just stand
your
ground.
Absolutely.
Be
always.
A good listener and
always.
Stand your ground in your words. If you know, I can't stand my ground with firearms. Because I already told you a million times, I don't do firearms. You know, I know a little bit of martial arts and, just a little, like a little ladies karate class or two. And I carry some pepper spray and I've got good instincts.
That's
all I have. That's all I have. I'm not going to shoot anybody.
Yeah.
That's just how I'm going to get called home if you have a gun and I don't. But I will stand
my
ground and speak my word.
My My family was raised to speak softly and carry a big stick. It took me a while to learn that lesson, but I finally did. And it's not about what you say or how you say it, but that people know you are willing to say it. And
you
a lot of times when they know,
if you were,
when they know you're that cat or that lady who's willing to say what other people won't say or stand your ground, as you put it, they'd be apt not to mess with you unless, of course, as the excuse is we always use when people who are not people of color shoot up groups of other people. It's always some sort of mental deficiency, mental illness, or something of that nature. At first, I was kind of on that boat because, you know, I work in the mental health field, but I'm starting to see things in these shootings that tell me it ain't necessarily a mental health thing so much as it is I don't have coping skills thing.
That simple.
And you know what? That is what I'm going to summarize on, Sway.
No, I'm going to hop off and let you summarize and listen in the background.
Okay. As always, Queen, a pleasure and a privilege. I enjoy you thoroughly.
Thank you for your show. Thank you for your show and all your callers.
Oh, yeah, you and them are very welcome.
All right, peace, Duke.
All right, peace out. In closing, Kitty, we have had a lot of interesting dialogue tonight. I personally, Ms. Sway, and my man Adrian, appreciate y'all representing the unique perspectives, the insightful perspective. Guns, shooting, and excuses. Let's get rid of one of those. Okay? If it's going to be the guns that we get rid of, then we're probably going to hear it from a bunch of Second Amendment misquoting assholes that don't understand that they don't have a right to carry a gun so much as they do a right to carry the damn thing responsibly. That's your right, Bo, Luke. Carry your gun responsibly. If it's shooting, we don't want to see any more of, that is going to take a concentrated effort. This is my solution segment. It's going to take a concentrated effort, number one, of people of color who give a damn, and non-people of color who give a damn. They're going to have to come together because, bottom line, I can't come into a predominantly white situation and try to check a white man. It just ain't going to happen. But if there are some white people who, quote unquote, we call allies, are willing to agglomerate and unify and help us and help yourselves to deal with situations like this, whether it be through legislation or collaboration, that's the only thing that's going to get rid of shooting. It's got to be actively confronted. We get rid of the first two, we get rid of the third one. If there are no more guns and no more shooting, there won't be any more excuses because the only people providing excuses are the people who want to hold on to their guns. Nobody's going to take your guns from you. We just want the people who do have guns to be more responsible. If that calls for you with a mental condition to learn something about shooting or not getting shot or not shooting people or taking your Trazodone or your Seroquel or whatever benzodiazepine you're taking to cope with life, not to say it's a bad thing, but if it is, you probably don't need a gun because you're going to snap and shoot somebody in one day when you ain't on your meds or you miss a dose or something like that. And I'm not knocking you because I got people in my family to take it. So in short, shooting someone or a group of people and taking your own life is a bitch move. If you got a family member that did it, my condolences, but they should have did something different before it came down to shooting. That's all I got to say. I've had a gun in my hand before, many times. I had a gun in my hand today. I didn't shoot nobody with it. Surprise! Guns don't necessarily have to kill people if you know what you're doing with it and the people you're around. I love life. I love living. However, I ain't afraid to die. But I don't go around looking for reasons to die. And neither should people who be tripping. You should be looking for a reason to die. Take your benzodiazepine and lose with grace and be other tournaments. There'll be opportunities to get back at the person who whooped your ass in math. Unfortunately, David Katz missed that lesson, and now he's not going to be playing anyone in Madden anymore. This has been Be Real with D Real for August 30th, 2018. Again, I want to thank my guests. Did I just go ghetto? I want to thank my guests, Suede and my man Adrian. Appreciate y'all. I am not going to have a Be Real with D Real show on September 6th, because I will be in tech rehearsals for a show I am doing on the 7th, Pogo a Go Go. It is a sketch comedy troupe. I actually have a skit that I wrote, Young Omarosa, and I'm in another skit. That's a battle rap skit. So hopefully I can film it and y'all get to see a little something, something. If not, I'll try to figure something else out. Anywho, I will be back September 13th with another show. I'll be back September 13th. And until then, y'all be good to each other. And represent. Hey. Thank you.